not been aware of their activities. I have not been aware of who they have been employing. And I don't know what the terms of their license was, because remember, NFA solicited that deals in forest and gives the licenses is an independent body. They have not yet reported to us what has happened.
The British charity farm, Oxfam, had accused this farm of evicting 20,000 Uganda peasants from the arable land in order to plant trees. Are you aware of that?
I think if the license was given, usually it is given in forest reserves. And there have been encroachments on the forest reserves. So it is likely that the people who had encroached had been evicted.
The other point that Oxfam raises is that this transaction was done without transparency, because the so-called encroachers were not told or were not consulted. Do you think that's accurate?
No, I cannot myself on any statement. I was not yet briefed on that transaction. I have not known the whole story. However, I believe that the community, the people, they have a prior right to participate in any developments in the forest.
There are reports that vast areas of land, not only in Uganda but in other parts of the continent, are being sold, leased, or licensed to international investors over the last 10 years or so, with the low level of transparency about what's happening. What's your comment about that?
I think the issue of corruption is rampant everywhere. In some situations, people may lack transparency, may not report everything. But one thing standing out clearly, that we are losing forest cover very rapidly. However, when it comes to guidance on reforestation, the tendency is to allocate land to big investors at the exclusion of the common people, the indigenous people. And that is a problem, in the sense that there is resentment. And here, there are instances of vandalization of the whole forest, destruction of the whole forest. There is need to involve the local communities and guide them into tree planting and the value of trees, rather than get foreign investors or big companies that are not indigenous to the area to take over the land, when these people also need that land.
There are those who say that you are under pressure from international organizations like the World Bank to lease land to international investors at the expense of the poor peasants. Is that correct?
I don't think it is pressure from international organizations, but I think it is pressure from our own financial needs. When the organization feels that they need resources to run, it is an international organization that comes along with funding for that. But the pressure is more from our vulnerability than from pressure from elsewhere.